We've had problems in China for many, many years. You have to remember, we have hundreds of thousands of police officers throughout the country, and they haven't been properly trained. And we're trying to bring in the training now, and we're trying to teach our police officers about human rights principles and the rights of prisoners and so forth. And they say, you know, we've got 150,000 judges or something in China, and most of them don't have much training, and we're bringing over Western judges and lawyers to teach them. And the same thing with prosecutors and so forth. All these people lack training, so of course we're not going to be able to have a perfect human rights record overnight. And that's all very convincing. But the problem is that when you take something like the what's being done to the Falun Gong, it's not a problem of the police and the prosecutors and the courts throughout the country. It's right at the very top. It's a policy, a carefully, rationally decided upon policy of the Beijing government. And it is just total, utter nonsense to accept assurances from a government that they've decided to make improvements in human rights when they're the very ones that are carrying out the policies. You don't have to improve it over a 20-year period. I mean, let's stick with the example of Falun Gong. You have a practice, even before the harvest of the organ harvesting, even before we discovered about that, you have a practice of taking away all the civil rights of Falun Gong practitioners, taking away their property, forbidding employers to employ them, making sure they can't support themselves, announcing that they have virtually no rights under the Constitution, that they have no right to a lawyer, they have no right to defend themselves in a court, they have no right to bring a lawsuit, and then jailing them without any legal procedure whatsoever. Now, when that's happening day after day and year after year, we don't look to Beijing and say, well, can you improve on this? Do you think maybe by next year you'll be a little bit better? And they say, oh, yeah, maybe, because in 10 years or 20 years, you know, our judges will be better trained, et cetera, et cetera. It's not the judges. As a matter of fact, the government in Beijing has forbidden the courts to accept any lawsuit on behalf of a Falun Gong practitioner. So we don't have to talk in terms of improving over 20 years. If you're really sincere about improving in human rights, then just stop these things right now, today. You're never going to have, as long as this government is in power, you're never going to have any real respect for fundamental human rights, and that's an important thing to recognize. However, by embarrassing them, by maybe threatening to take away the Olympics, by trade measures in the future, basically by pressure, we may force them to at least abandon the most vicious, the most diabolical, the most bestial of their practices, such as this killing of innocent human beings in order to steal their organs. We may, if we expose it and we horrify enough people with conscience around the world, we may be able to put the pressure on the Chinese government so they say we can't do that anymore. It's not that they're going to go out and improve human rights. Generally, this government is opposed to due process, fundamentally opposed to the rule of law, fundamentally opposed to implementing the rule of law or to implementing any system which really recognizes fundamental human rights. But just as with the extermination of the Jews in Nazi Germany, for example, we were not ever going to turn Adolf Hitler into a Democrat. We were not ever going to turn Adolf Hitler into a crusader for human rights. But had we done the right and moral things, and had we known about what was happening at the time, we may well have been able to stop Adolf Hitler from killing 6 million Jews. In my view, and maybe I just have too favorable an impression of human beings, but you know the old debate in ancient China, primarily between the Fa Jia and the Confucianists, about whether the basic nature of man is good or the basic nature of man is evil. And I guess I am optimistic. I tend to think that the basic nature of man is good and to do the right thing. And I think the issue today is information. Most ordinary people in the West don't have the information. We unfortunately have, in large measure in the West, and this certainly applies to previous governments in Canada, we have had totally unprincipled politicians who are allied with business interests, who see great prospects of making huge profits in China, and they don't want any publicity about human rights abuses in China. And until very recently, they have been able to keep the lid on. You know, the ordinary person doesn't hear about any of these things, or hasn't in the past. You know, I think the situation is changing now. But until very recently, let's take Canada. Ordinary Canadians never heard about these kinds of things. And I think you have to differentiate in China between, again, you have to define what you're talking about, just as we did with human rights. You know, sometimes you'll have a big argument where one person is saying that human rights are going backwards in China, and somebody else is saying, what are you talking about? Nobody can possibly live in China now who's lived there before and say that there's no progress in human rights. Well, usually the problem is that they're talking about different things. They're defining human rights in different ways. Well, the same thing here with the so-called legal system. You know, I say often that the legal system today is worse than it was 20 years ago. And most lawyers who worked in China would be astonished by that statement, and they would say, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Of course the legal system has improved. It's improved hugely in the last 20 years, because 20 years ago, we hardly even had any statutes. We hardly had any regulations. I mean, there was no written law. So, okay, fine. I'm willing to agree with that, that the legal system has hugely improved. If you're willing to recognize that you're defining the legal system when you say that strictly in terms of how complete are the written laws and regulations, you know, that's fine. If that's what we're talking about, they've made great progress. But the judicial system is a different thing entirely. And when we're looking at written statutes, we're not talking about the rule of law, because the statutes have no authority themselves. The statutes are just tools that the government uses to govern. They're saying, all right, we used to have no written laws. We just used to put people in prison. Half the time they may not have known why. They may not have known what law they were breaking because we didn't have any laws. All right, now, just like a high school principal putting the rules of the school up on a blackboard, we say, okay, here's the criminal law, here's the law of criminal procedure, here's the law governing foreign invested enterprises, here's the detailed implementing regulations governing foreign invested enterprises. Fine. That gives a guideline to all the people being ruled over as to what the government says you can do or you can't do on this particular day. But if you do something tomorrow or next week and the government has changed its mind and they don't like that law anymore, they'll do something to you. And if you try to defend yourself by saying, oh, wait a minute, it's right there in the law, that's totally meaningless, because the law means only what the Communist Party says it means on any particular day. So when we look now at the so-called judicial system and lawyers defending clients of their choice or being able to take on a case when a client chooses them, there's absolutely no improvement. I'm the country monitor for China for Lawyers Rights Watch Canada, and we figure there are somewhere between 100 and 200 Chinese lawyers in jail today, just for speaking out against the government or for taking on unpopular causes, because there's no proper system. Police investigations consist mostly of beating people up and torturing them and getting confessions out of them. And the trial process, there is no due process whatsoever. They have virtually no rights. And there's a 100% conviction rate in the courts. And then they are executed in huge numbers, again, for their organs. You know, so there's all kinds of human rights abuses in China. I accept the fact that these figures, I haven't compiled any figures myself, but I'm accepting the UN report and the State Department's report that two-thirds of them right now are Falun Gong practitioners. But I would make just 2 points, really. All the human rights violations in China should be exposed and should be opposed. And secondly, what is being done to these Falun Gong practitioners in particular? It was already a policy of genocide in accordance with the legal definition of that word before we ever got to organ theft. And genocide and organ theft are simply crimes against humanity that go just way beyond the pale. They're almost beyond human imagination. And they can't be compared with any other kinds of crimes or human rights abuses.